Francis is proving to be a pope like few others.
Buon Natale.
In his Christmas Day speech, he recognized this isn't a joyous holiday season for people in many parts of the world. At St. Peter's Square, he spoke of children who were made objects of trade and trafficking or who are forced to become soldiers.
Oppure costretti a diventare soldati. Bambini, tanti bambini abusati. Dia conforto alle famiglie dei bambini uccisi in Pakistan la settimana scorsa.
The pontiff voiced anguish for children who suffer maltreatment or violence, including the recent terrorist attack on a Pakistani military school.
Domando oggi che guardi i nostri fratelli e sorelle dell'Iraq e della Siria.
Pope Francis decried the persecution of ancient Christian communities in Iraq and Syria, along with those from other ethnic and religious groups. He said silence is complicity in violence and persecution. Francis said, I beseech all who have political responsibility to commit themselves through dialogue to overcoming differences and to building a lasting fraternal coexistence.
Anche per altre parti del continente africano, penso in particolare alla Libia, al Sud Sudan, alla Repubblica Centroafricana e a varie regioni della Repubblica Democratica del Congo. E chiedo a quanti hanno responsabilità politiche di impegnarsi.
While much of the pontiff's message concerned poor countries, Francis had harsh words for some in affluent nations. He prayed for an end to the hardened hearts of so many men and women immersed in worldliness and indifference.
La distruzione in creatività, l'odio in amore e tenerezza.
He said Christmas joy will only be realized when weapons are transformed into plowshares, destruction into creativity, hatred into love and tenderness. A crowd estimated by the Vatican to number more than 80,000 Romans, tourists, and pilgrims filled St. Peter's Square. And relations between the Roman Catholic Church and Cuba's government have reached a high point. This after relations have been chilled for decades. The Vatican gave the okay for new churches in Cuba for the first time in 50 years. They are also planning to restore Havana's St. Thomas de Villanueva Chapel, destroyed by vandals, along with more than a dozen more churches, parish houses, and other buildings. After years of bridge building behind closed doors, the Cuba-Vatican rapprochement burst into the headlines last week. That's when the U.S. government credited Pope Francis with helping facilitate the secret reconciliation talks between the U.S. and Cuba. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.